Hey, everybody, Josh Sigurdsson of World Alternative Media here, and the banks are doing exactly what we have been warning people about for a very long time, rolling out biometric payments and identifications. And we're going to get into this today. This comes after they roll out the payment system, the digital euro payment system just a week ago after much controversy. And now JP Morgan is to roll out controversial biometric payments. Face scanning payments are planned for 2025. And, you know, they have been pushing a lot of psyops lately to push biometric identity and surveillance. Even, you know, people like Trump is saying because of what's happening on the border, which the U.S. government and the CIA are involved in doing in the first place. Therefore, we need to have some kind of biometric system. It's insane that people don't see this. It's so clear and present. And this is all leading to an issue with net zero and censorship and complete control of the food supply, what you're able to buy, what you're able to eat, where you're able to go, and what you're able to just basically do on a daily basis. And, you know, how fast you will be thrown in a prison cell if you go against the narrative. So we're going to get into this and much more today, my friends. Before we do, I urge people to check those links below. There's heavensharvest.com for long-term storable foods that are non-GMO. There's organic kits, heirloom seeds, water filtration and storage, and books on how to get started. Use code WAM, W-A-M, and you get 5% off. Of course, this also ships free to the United States. I urge people to get on this. This is one of the number one ways you can fight back against the Great Reset. So I really urge people get on this today. Again, that's code WAM, W-A-M. It's the difference between you being dependent on the government with a digital ID system and eating their bug and mRNA rations, and then you having the freedom to eat and not be dependent on your knees to these absolute murderous psychopaths. You can also find ways to keep yourself safe from the banking system as well as the CBDCs in general by going to firstnationalbullion.com/schedule-consult. Where you can schedule a free consultation with Mark Gonzalez and a complimentary investors package. Of course, you get physical gold and silver. You can buy physical gold and silver, and you could roll over into physical gold or silver IRAs, etc. So I urge people to check that link as well. Again, that's firstnationalbullion.com/schedule-consult. And let them know in the comments that you found them on World Alternative Media. Make sure you're signing up with Mark Gonzalez, who's been on our show before. Really cool guy and very, very smart and knows exactly what's going on. I urge people to check those out. We just like to give you guys solutions. Now, let's get into this. So, and bear with me. I'm bending over a bit much trying to look at my laptop screen here because I'm in Istanbul and there's literally no table for me to put things on. So it's awkward. But anyway, as the article says, JP Morgan to roll out controversial biometric payments, face scanning payments are planned for 2025. As it goes into here, America's largest bank and one of the largest in the world, JP Morgan, is preparing to launch biometric payments next year and is currently carrying out pilot projects. JP Morgan has chosen Pop ID, which verifies a person's identity via facial recognition, among other methods, as the backbone for the project. It reminds me of WorldCoin by Altman, Sam Altman, and we saw huge lineups going down the street for people to sign up to scan their eyes and use it as money. I mean, you cannot get more dystopian and Orwellian than that. This is global technocracy. This has always been part of the plan. It's a sacrifice of humanity itself in favor of a very, very surveilled, very, very censored, very, very controlled population and the sacrifice of humanity as it stands. I mean, this is literally transhumanism. It's giving up the soul. It's giving up consciousness and offloading responsibility on a centralized entity that controls your every move. But it continues here in this article anyway. Again, this is at reclaimthenet.org. It says the massive financial corporation is clearly unwilling to be left behind the likes of MasterCard or Visa, who are both implementing biometric powered payments. According to the bank, one of the first events where this was trialed was a Formula One race in Miami. And that was also the first time this happened at a Formula One venue. The ultimate goal is to expand authentication based on individuals' fingerprints, palms, and faces to anyone interested, but with a focus on stores, restaurants, and various event venues. I mean, this is literally like the conspiracy theories of yesterday come to life today. This kind of stuff we've been trying to warn about. I've been talking about since 2006. You want to see someone that's a little tired of having to shout from mountaintops about this? Well, you're looking at one. It says JP Morgan says this will be a faster and safer as well as personalized way for customers to pay. They always say safer and faster and more convenient because tyranny comes under the guise of convenience, my friends. It says while those with things to sell are promised higher turnover and improved customer loyalty, but also a centralized place to access transactions and marketing data, say reports. And what's in it for the bank, other than potentially, amassing large amounts of biometric data? Merchants will have the opportunity to buy JP Morgan payments tablets, though this will not be obligatory, but support and transaction processing fees will be. In a statement, the bank revealed that it is betting on biometric payments as the industry is forecast to grow to 3 billion users and $5.8 trillion worth of transactions over the next 2 years. And the giant expects digital commerce to eventually cover online, mobile, and in-store checkout. To use JP Morgan's version, customers will have to enroll in the program and verify their identity biometrically to pay at checkout or self-service machines. As for privacy concerns around the use of this technology, JP Morgan's representatives describe it as a perceived sensitivity towards biometrics. No, it's a perceived sensitivity to, just absolutely selling out your very own humanity for a machine. We've seen this before. It's called Terminator. It's called Logan's Run. It's called 1984. It's called Metropolis. I could go on and on. Basically, every sci-fi story it surrounds this issue. It, 2001 Space Odyssey. My goodness, it goes on and on. Soylent Green. So this is a very real issue, and there's other stories that are related to this that I'm going to get into in just a moment. But when banks are able to control your payments, as they already are, and when your money's in the bank, it's not yours, it's the bank's. And if your money's always going through the banks via digital transactions, it's never your money, it's always the bank's. So essentially, they have control over it. And when they have control over what you look like, your face, all these things, in a dystopian future, if you say something against the government, you won't be able to access your money. And therefore, you won't be able to go to a store and pay because everything will be cashless. And they'll use these face scanners like they do at Amazon with their palm scanners. And it'll be only that, if you want to pay, so that it'll be considered legal tender. You are the commodity, my friends. You are the cattle. This is a currency of convenience and a currency of totalitarianism as well. I mean, this is what they're using, convenience. And so if you are cut off, you are cut off. They track and trace you everywhere down the street. You don't even need to have a tracking chip on you. You could just walk around. Though I do believe with a lot of these injections, they put some sort of technology that is traceable because we already know that it was in the master patent of Moderna, but back in 2018, which that's a master patent, which is over top of the COVID shot. But with that said, I mean, you don't even need a chip. They can track and trace you everywhere with facial recognition. They've had this in China for a long time, attached to social credit. It's going to be much worse. It's going to be a carbon credit, social credits attached to a CBDC as they collapse a currency and force inflation, destroy the food supply, and force us into net zero in 15-minute cities, which I'm working on a documentary on. And again, I urge people to check that gogetfunding.com link below for that. But I want to get into this further because there's a lot more that connects all these things. But the fact that banks are doing this, banks are already using carbon credit scores. It's just that these carbon credit scores are not mandatory yet, but they will be. They will be. Trust me on that. And then self-driving cars that can drive you to a gulag and you can't shoot your way out of it because they're bulletproof. Yeah, great. It's like they're trying to make it as inescapable as possible, utilizing convenience, and people fall for it. Of course they do. They like shiny things. Great game India .com says Neuralink's first human patient controls computer mouse with mind. Imagine how this is going to be correlated with a mesh network funded by the Pentagon, attached to a social media network that is, of course, controlled by, well, actually, I'll just bring this up. Everything app Musk will discontinue phone number and only use X for text and calls in a few months. That's what he's saying, because it's going to be an everything app and it's going to be tied to Neuralink. It's going to be tied to that mesh network that they call satellites. It's going to be tied to, your electric car. It's going to be tied to all of these different things that are all just security apparati in order to control and send you to the slaughter under the guise of being on team human, which Musk says. Absolute nonsense. Musk is not pro-human. He's the exact opposite. He's literally rolling out all the things that are anti-human. He supports carbon taxes. He just said that, like, literally a week and a half ago, he wants carbon taxes across the board. He supports guaranteed basic income, all these things that the World Economic Forum supports. So don't fall for the obvious tricks, which so much in independent media have, because it's a new narrative network and they're the new gatekeepers in independent media. There's a lot of people pushing this. It's insane. But this out of natural news, Microsoft CEO hints that upcoming AI misinformation censorship tools might disable your Windows PC for questioning establishment narratives about the election. So this is, again, one of the most, another obvious sign of what is to come. I mean, they're just blatantly laughing at us at this point and saying, yes, we are doing this. Yes, we are planning to enslave you and control you and starve you and force you into the system. I mean, this from the National Pulse: Midjourney AI puts foot down on political speech, banning images of Biden and Trump. So they are really working hard on misdirecting people, covering. I mean, again, we have to remember that all of our information these days is on the internet. You can wipe that out in an EMP false flag and then reset the system with a new version of the internet, which I believe they're going to be doing. We saw the Facebook sites go down recently. Then Twitter went down. Then we saw LinkedIn go down. We've seen a lot of this happen recently, and we know they're preparing for something, and they're blaming a solar flare or whatever it might be. But prepare yourself, because the grid is 70 years outdated, and they can easily just attack their own grid in order to force the new grid, which is going to come in as the precursor, at least, for the 15-minute city system of enslavement, all under emergency orders, which, by the way, the United Nations has said they can lock down any country they want at this point under the guise of an emergency order for another pandemic, they said. There never even was one. Climate crisis, economic crisis, alien invasion, they said, war, or black swan event. So expect that to be the case. This is, they're openly saying what they're going to do. The Defender here says, the Blob, government, media, and big tech censorship alliance suppressing dissent on wide range of issues. In an interview with Russell Brand, who I believe is part of the New Narrative Network, ex-U.S. Department of State official Mike Benz exposed how an informal alliance of government agencies, media, and tech companies he calls the Blob has redefined democracy as a consensus of institutions to justify censorship and maintain control over our government and public discourse. First of all, I want to point out that... The democracy is just two wolves and a sheep deciding what to have for dinner. So democracy in itself is just a statist stupid idea. I support voluntarism. But I also want to point out Yuval Noah Harari, who Russell Brand kissed on the cheek and said he wrote one of his favorite books. Just got to throw that in there. Yuval Noah Harari recently went on Stephen Colbert and talked about how he doesn't see a point in humanity. Basically, he wants to depopulate. He doesn't like the idea of humanity continuing on the way it's going, because he is an anti-human psychopath who works for Klaus Schwab, and his agenda is to build a new Tower of Babel. And considering where, Yuval Noah Harari is from and what he's supported in the past, he also wants that new temple, and he wants war throughout, the Middle East, and new what they call the Greater Israel Project, which is symbolic but also real, very physically real plan that the Israeli government has to go throughout all the Middle East. And then they will build their new Tower of Babel. They'll build their new Solomon's Temple. They will push this to the max, where people, out of chaos comes order. Economic collapse, world war, net zero, climate restrictions, starvation, destruction of the food supply and the energy supply, destruction of the housing market. So you will own nothing and you will be happy, as they say. Again, this is the agenda. It couldn't be more obvious. But alas, people continue to go along with this agenda. So what can I say? This out of the Wall Street Journal. This is happening all while this is happening. Owner of Family Dollar to close 1,000 stores. We're seeing inflation, store theft, and destruction of industry in general leading to these collapses. And of course, that's happening as McDonald's is closing their American offices. Burger King shuts down a huge amount of locations. We're just seeing the beginning of it, because we're talking about the cheapest stuff is going out of business because people can't afford the cheap stuff anymore. I mean, that really should explain a lot to people. I saw this back on February 2nd. I kept it because I thought it was interesting. As far as the headline goes, food prices to skyrocket in 2024, from cattle shortages to recalls to another meat farm on fire. Multiple food categories will see massive price hikes in the coming months. And yes, we saw a huge attack on the supply chain with false flags recently in the U.S. with fires that killed countless cows. And it's the same thing we were seeing with the attack on factories. And now all these restrictions, and of course, we should have learned at this point to expect these things to happen. It's all part of the agenda. Infowars.com says Biden admin preparing toughest ever auto emission standards. They're going full net zero, my friends, full net zero. This out of Zero Hedge, net zero, the digital panopticon, and the future of food. The idea is that, yes, they have that eye in the sky. They replace God with technology. They replace consciousness with programming. And They force everyone on the same social media apps as a new form of social credit. They force you into a digital gulag, the Internet of Things, in cars that can be driven off a cliff, with money that can only be used if you behave yourself and be a good slave. And with, of course, food that's poison that will shorten your life, that will make you sick, which will make you more dependent on the system, which will continue this on in circles forever. Utilizing a CBDC with a social credit score and a carbon credit score attached to a 15-minute city grid. I've been to Oxford. I've seen it. Spent weeks there in their 15-minute city grid as they build it up. And it's scary and no one likes it, but everyone goes along with it. So you have that. Of course, that add in the biometrics, add in the facial recognition everywhere for you to get food and for you to get the rations as they purposely destroy the supply. Then add in World War III, which is, again, perfect for destroying the supply chain, forcing chaos and bringing in emergency orders. And that leads us to our death as a human race. It essentially means that people are out of fear, out of necessity, because they didn't prepare, are going to depend on the state to save them from the things that the state did in the first place to them. And with that, they will get on their knees, take those food rations with mRNA or modified RNA, take those injections, sit on their couch, drool and watch TV and play video games, which is what Yuval Noah Harari said. He wanted to placate the public by putting them in front of the TV on drugs, playing video games all the time. And yes, they will feel satisfied in, a very artificial way, because they'll get points for things. It's like a Black Mirror episode, and they will be able to get their candy here and there. If they get a little bit of meat that isn't bug meat, maybe if they are really good, they might get a little piece of beef one day. And I think this is a very real reality that is happening, and is what they say they want to do. And they want to ban cars, and they want to, ban flights, and especially short haul flights, which we're already seeing in France. They want to ban cars from the center of cities. They have ULEZ across the board. This is technocracy. This is the new world order. This is always what it was supposed to look like. This is a move from the West to the East. And a big part of that is, of course, the fact that, for years they've propped this system up. U.S. government propped up the Chinese government twice. And then in the 70s, Kissinger met with Mao Zedong, creating an alliance with China, saving them from famine, which was caused by, communism. And they forged an alliance for technocratic communism, which led to the Rockefellers and Zbigniew Brzezinski creating the Trilateral Commission and utilizing it to make China a guinea pig state, promoting China and propping it up to the top so that they can eventually destroy the West and move into the East. And when people are weakened with inflation for long enough, eventually the currency has to go down. And instead of it just collapsing, they have a good solution for you. Oh, they saved the day, even though they did this in the first place and created all this poverty. You need to get people to that point in order to get them to allow themselves to be enslaved to that degree anyway, though 2020 might actually conflict with that a little bit, considering how many so-called freedom people bowed and wore a mask, Luke Radowski. So, that's the issue. We have a very, very real agenda playing out in front of us, a historic one, the likes of which we've never seen before. And all of our history can be rewritten by just simply destroying the internet, destroying it with an EMP, all again a false flag, forcing us into the system where we're eating poison on a CBDC system. And of course, now with war, it's like the perfect agenda going forward, because they know people will take convenience over fear and over concerns about whether they can feed themselves. If we go into the CBDC system, which we will, and many are launching this year, and BRICS is launching this year, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, which now includes Egypt, Saudi Arabia, Ethiopia, United Arab Emirates, and they're saying Mexico might join and a few others. Argentina said they were going to join, but now Javier Milei wants to go with the dollar. And Israel, it's weird because they're playing both sides. Israel plays both sides. The U.S. plays both sides. It's all fake. But nonetheless, he's so smart, but doesn't understand that obvious point, because he is a puppet like everyone else. They have to give some back to the freedom people every now and then to trick them into hopium, which means, if you have too much hopium, you sit on your hands. If you don't have any hope at all, you sit on your hands. We need to be in the middle and be rational and logical and build and grow ourselves, because the thing that they don't expect us to do is to be independent. Independence, humanity, freedom, same thing, my friends, same thing as most of you already know. So this is why I've been shouting from, rooftops for so long. This is all happening in front of our eyes. It's happening now. I mean, banks are going biometric. Visa and MasterCard are going biometric. They're releasing their digital ID wallet in the European Union, even though almost no one wants it. They're attacking farmers. They're burning farms. They are going after us in every single way and calling it saving the planet. It's always the opposite of that. They are building their Tower of Babel, and it will eventually fall, but first it has to be built. And that's why, you know, I've been saying, like, it's going to get worse before it gets better. That's not necessarily a really negative thing. It gives us a little bit of time to prepare, but not much once it actually encapsulates us. But it will collapse eventually. And if we can live through that, then we can build a bright, beautiful new civilization in the aftermath from the ashes, like a phoenix rising. So I urge people, again, I'm a big fan of actual real world solutions. So, you know, food was the world's first currency. They're going after the food. They're poisoning the food. Go to heavensharvest.com and get long-term storable foods that are non-GMO. There's organic kits. There's heirloom seeds, water filtration and storage, books on how to get started. Use code WAM, W-A-M, and you get 5% off on these products, as well as you get free shipping to the United States. I urge people to do this. This is how you slap them in the face, because they won't know what's coming when you are not bowing on your knees to them. That's literally all they have. They can't just send in the military. They'll try, but they can't just send in the military because, well, we know what happened to Ceausescu in Romania when that happened. It doesn't end well, especially these days in an age of information, no matter how that information is revised in real time. So I urge people, again, use code WAM, W-A-M, over at Heaven's Harvest. Again, we have firstnationalbullion.com/schedule-consult. You have to use that link, my friends, so you can get a hold of Mark Gonzalez and buy physical gold and silver today and get involved in the gold industry as we see the collapse of the world reserve currency, the U.S. dollar, and the realization that the petrodollar is done. You go and schedule an appointment for a free consultation with Mark Gonzalez, and you'll get a complimentary investor package. And of course, I urge people in the comments when you sign up, your name, email, your phone, you just put in the comments that you found them at World Alternative Media. Helps all of us and then some. So I appreciate that, my friends. You know, we have many, many, many options. We have rncstore.com, Richardson Nutritional Center, your source for Laetrile online, made famous by G. Edward Griffin's book, World Without Cancer. Get your apricot seeds, Laetrile, amygdalin, and vitamin B17 there. You could use code Josh, J-O-S-H, and you save money when you go to checkout. So again, I urge people to go and look at that. I think it's life-saving, considering they're trying to mass murder us with their eugenics operations. We have Lion Energy for solar panels, solar power generators, batteries, etc. So you don't depend on the government for electricity. Again, this is very important just to have as a backup. You go and check that out. You get free shipping, and you get money off when you use our link, and 100% money back guarantee if you don't like what you get. But I've heard from everyone so far that has talked to me about it. They said they loved it, and I think it's a really good deal too. You can check out Mad Trav Nutrition, where you can go and get 100% organic Peruvian coffee beans from the work of Jamie Ike over at Iconic. Really good stuff. You get Manuka honey, and of course you get mushroom tinctures there. Very important for your daily regimen. Again, you use code Josh, J-O-S-H, and you save money on that. That is all about the solutions. I want to show you my wild pastures link here, but I'm in Turkey right now and I haven't been able to open it. I have a VPN, but it's not really working. So anyway, you can check out our link for wild pastures below as well and get meat delivered to your door from local farms, 100% organic, beef, chicken, pork, and of course fish. And you can customize it however you see fit. No mRNA, no GMOs, nothing like that. Sent to your door and temperature controlled, however you see fit. I urge people to check that out. It's all about solutions. And we need your help for a solution for us, actually, because we are struggling more than ever. That's why I had to just give up my house, and I'm in Turkey, which I love Turkey. But yes, I mean, ideally, I'd like to be in my house, but I had to get rid of it. So we've gone bankrupt this last year. You guys have helped us amazingly, but of course we're in a lot of debt and we're trying to put out this documentary, which is costing more money. Then we also have legal issues that we're dealing with, and it's just an absolute nightmare. So thank you to those who've helped support us by going to gogetfunding.com, Patreon, or Subscribestar. You guys are seen, you're appreciated, and I could not thank you enough. We wouldn't survive. We wouldn't be around right now. I'd be sleeping on the streets if it weren't for you. So Thank you again to everyone that has helped support us. Your generosity goes a very far way. We also have a Bitcoin address and a Cointree link with a bunch of different cryptocurrencies that you could donate in if you please, including privacy coins, of course. And of course, we have our Teespring store with a bunch of merchandise where you can buy and wear the merchandise on the street, wake people up, find people like you, and also support us and support a message at the same time. You could find us on, of course, places, of course, like Rockfin, Band.video, BitChute, Odyssey, Rumble, and Brighteon, Telegram, at World Alternative Media. And of course, you could find us on you could find us on a bunch of different things. I can barely talk today. I barely slept this last week. Bear with me. But you can find us, of course, on things like Hive, Steemit, and Vigilante.tv at Josh Sigurdsson, on the Bad Guys TikTok and Instagram, World Alternative Media, Twitter and Getter at World Alt Media, and all the major podcast platforms, except for Spotify, of course, where we were banned. As always, hit that like button, share on social media, hit the notification bell, and hit subscribe if you have not yet already. I really appreciate all of you, my friends. You guys are amazing, and I urge all of you, live by example, live freely always. Until next time, this is Josh Sigurdsson signing out from World Alternative Media. Find the truth, be the change.